Watcher, and a hugely warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And we're going to start this week back in 54 with Pete Ruggolo's first recording sesh as a leader. Pete Ruggolo and his orchestra in Feb 54 in Los Angeles, and his first recording as a leader, a non-playing leader, I must add. The Columbia LP has the inevitable title of Introducing Pete Ruggolo and His Orchestra. Ruggolo came to fame as an arranger for Stan Kenton during Kenton's most popular period, 45-49. Composer and arranger, I should say, as he wrote many of the Kenton songs of that period. He's universally given the thumbs down by jazz writers and critics, unfairly, I think, as I've enjoyed all his albums, some with quite unusual lineups. The critics accuse him of being gimmicky. He did eventually give in to his critics and focus on writing background music for films and television, such as The Thin Man and Dr. Kildare. I'll just pick out a few of the better-known names in the band. Maynard Ferguson, Shorty Rogers, John Grass, Bud Shank, Jimmy Giuffre, Claude Williamson, Shelley Mann. The song was Come Back, Little Rocket. A gentle version of Blue Moon is coming up. Thank you. recorded in 57. The pianist is Joe Buskin, who did have a great track record. He started professionally back in 1932 at the age of 16, recorded with Billie Holiday, had a couple of years in Bunny Berrigan's band, then 2 years with Eddie Condon, Muggsy Spanier, Tommy Dorsey, and after his military service, he replaced Mel Powell as the pianist in the Benny Goodman band, after which he acted on Broadway for a couple of years, toured with Louis Armstrong, before settling on a style that Capitol Records called piano moods. Pretty middle-of-the-road stuff, I'd say. He made 7 or 8 LPs worth of this music for Capitol. Blue Moon was from an album called Blue Angels. Every song had the word blue in the title. These Capitol LPs did sell very well, and Joe took 5 years out of the music business, returning later to work with Bing Crosby. Oh dear, I think I've damned him with faint praise. We don't always think of Charlie Parker as a composer, but he was prolific, and here's my very fave.
Thank you.
Dunstan Culber on what I think was his first session as a leader, recorded November 99. He only branched out on his own that very same year. He won the Perrier Young Jazz Muser of the Year Award in 2000. Really like his up-to-date mainstream jazz. It sounds fresh. He played clarinet there on Charlie Parker's compo My Little Suede Shoes, but he plays tenor on most of the other tracks. Nick Tomlin, piano, Nick Preston, bass and Matt Fishwick, drums. Big question now, what to play from this next album? It's a Bang & Olufsen CD, two of my fave musos playing Ellington compos. I've always loved Bang & Olufsen equipment, never owned any, but it just looks fantastic as well as sounding wonderful, I must add. Well, I like their equipment even more now, as they produced this fabulous album called Duets, 12 songs, 10 Ellington compos, and one by each of the co-leaders. As I mentioned earlier, two of my faves, pianist Mulgrew Miller, and for me, the bassist, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen, NHOP. They attempt to play each of these songs as though Ellington would have played them with the legendary bassist Jimmy Blanton. You'll remember their great duets together. NHOP, for me, is such an emotional player. Love his work. That was Sea Jam Blues, recorded in Copenhagen, Jan 99. And thank you, Bang & Olufsen. It's Greensleeves next. We have played quite a few numbers by Paul Horn over the last few months in his search for the perfect acoustics, Taj Mahal, pyramids, cathedrals, and so on. So I thought we'll feature him in a conventional studio setting, LA 59, a very conventional song, Greensleeves, which can sound almost sickly sweet, but this is a terrific arrangement. The LP sleeve photo shows four earnest-looking young men in matching suits, shirts, and ties. This is 1959. Paul Horn, clarinet, John Pisano, guitar. He and Horn were both at the Manhattan School of Music together. Gene Estes, vibes. Lyle Ritz, bass. An educational LP next. Who would have thought education could be this much fun? That's on The Berkeley Label, volume 5 of a series of educational albums called Jazz in the Classroom. This one focuses on the arrangements. All the songs are Benny Golson compos. That was obviously Blues March, Gary Burton on vibes, and he did all the arrangements. Steve Marcus tenor, Pearson Beckwith bass, and then, with the March-style beat and snare drum roll-offs, Butch Axsmith drums. The lineup varies considerably from track to track, the common theme being that they were all students at Berklee School of Music. I don't know the date of the recording, I'd guess 58-59. Two Reedmen together next. Flutists, flautists, Herbie Mann and Buddy Collette play, as well as their flutes, clarinet, alto flute, alto and tenor on this LA July 57 recording for Mode Records. Jimmy Rolls piano, Buddy Clark bass and Mel Lewis drums. That was Give a Little Whistle and a very well-worn LP. Here's Ellington with Jimmy Blanton. Yes, I couldn't resist it. The duets that inspired our earlier track by Mulgrew Miller and NHOP. Jazz standard Body and Soul, recorded in Chicago, October 1940. It's hard to imagine now, nearly 80 years later, how groundbreaking this recording session was back then. Only four songs were recorded, but nine takes survive in total. That was Body and Soul, take three, Ellington Piano, and his brilliant bassist, Jimmy Blanton. And all subsequent bass players have been influenced by Blanton and owe him a debt, even if indirectly by followers of his. Oscar Pettiford, Ray Brown, and Charles Mingus were some of his immediate disciples. Blanton died less than 2 years later of TB. He was still only 23. Let's press the feel-good button.
Thank you.
goodness, a very worn LP. Hot Toddy was the song, written by the 40s bandleader Ralph Flanagan. Funnily enough, this Omega album is called Flag Wavers, and apart from Hot Toddy, it focuses on the songs of two Brits, Ted Heath and George Shearing. The liner notes kindly explain that we Brits say busking for improvising, do we? And geezers for cats. This is the Bay Big Band, led by Francis Bay, and recorded in Brussels in 58 for the Brussels World's Fair. Francis Bay, and indeed his entire band, are all Belgians. They focused mainly on tribute albums to other big bands, a good swinging band that stayed together through the 50s, 60s and 70s. Next we have the George Cables Trio and a Cole Porter song. This Japanese Atlas LP is called Wonderful LA, recorded at the Sage & Sound studio in Hollywood. That was Cole Porter's All of You, George Cable's piano and leader, David Williams' bass, Ralph Penland drums. There have been many, many notable live performances recorded and released over the years. Ellington at Fargo and later Newport, Miles at the Plugged Nickel, Louis Armstrong at the Town Hall, Bill Evans at the Village Vanguard. No, this Shelly Man gig may not be quite up there, but it's pretty close. And Contemporary Records released a couple of LPs at the time. That's now grown to 5 CDs with lots of previously unreleased gems. Here's one. Thank you. being a live gig, most of the songs are 10 minutes plus, some in fact 20 minutes long, so I quite literally chose the shortest one to give you a sample of this three-night residency. There are over 6 hours of similar inspired music on these five contemporary CDs. Recorded at the Black Hawk in San Francisco, September 59, we heard the Victor Feldman compo Pulling Strings. This is a masterclass in straight-ahead jazz from a quintet sporting the front line of tenor and trumpet, like so many others of that era, and still today, in fact. We know Shelly Mann is the drummer and leader, Richie Kamuka on tenor, Joe Gordon trumpet. Tragically, Gordon only made 3 albums as a leader. He died in a house fire when only 35. Victor Feldman, believe it or not, was only standing in for Shelly Mann's regular pianist, Russ Freeman, who was touring Europe with Benny Goodman at the time. The bassist, Monty Budwig. Next, a vocal. I'm playing this as I just love the everyday lyrics. If it's easy for you, just listen to this story.
Well, you're browsing through a second-hand bookstore, and you see him in nonfiction, V through Y. He looks up from World War II and catches you, catching him, catching his eye. So you quickly turn away your wishful stare, and you take a sudden interest in your shoes. If you only had the courage, but you don't. He turns and leaves, and you both lose. And I'm talking about the people that you never get to love. It's not as if you even had the chance. So many lives to live, and yet so seldom do you get a second glance. Till fate cuts in on your dance. Oh, you see him on a train that you just missed, at a bus stop where your bus will never stop, or in a passing rover as you've been pulled over by a traffic cop. Oh, you share an elevator, just you two, and you rise in total silence to your floor. Like the fool you are, you get off and you leave your life behind a closing door. And I'm talking about the people that you never get to love. The poem you intended to begin, the saddest words that anyone has ever said are, oh God, what might have been. But no one says you get to win. Still, you're never gonna miss what you don't know, and you don't know who you'll meet at 3:30. It could be a certain stranger or someone who looks something just exactly very much like me. One of the people that you never get to love. One of the people that you never get to love. The people that you never get to love.
I'm certain I've never heard this song before. People, bracket, that you never get to love, bracket. Written by Rupert Holmes, real name David Goldstein. Great song. Here it's sung by Marion Montgomery, and she's supported by her husband, pianist and musical director, Laurie Holloway. Lee Fothergill on guitar, Lenny Bush bass, Alan Ganley drums. Recorded in Twickenham in 89. Marion, Mary Ann, as she was christened, came from Natchez, Mississippi, but spent most of her life here in the UK. And she was a regular at UK jazz clubs and on TV. The liner notes are by one Michael Parkinson, who describes her as the real thing. She appeared on Parky's chat show several times. And who was Parky's musical director? Why, that geezer, Laurie Holloway. Next, another fave song of ours. There Will Never Be Another You from a GP Records LP called Parallelogram. Sal Salvador guitar and leader, Neil Slater keyboards, Rick Patrone bass, Joe Corsello drums. It's time for our last one, and I've chosen an LP called Blues for Red. It's on Hot House Records. That was a subsidiary of Mole Jazz, if you remember it, based in King's Cross. The leader and pianist is Larry Vukovic, born in Yugoslavia, but his family moved to San Francisco when young Larry was 14. He did spend 2 years in Germany as the house pianist at the Domicile Club in Munich, but was back in San Francisco for this August 83 recording. Charles McPherson is on alto. Trumpeter Dusko Gorkiewicz sits out this track. Larry Grenadier bass, and he features strongly. Eddie Marshall drums. Stella by Starlight. As always, I do hope you've enjoyed this week's choices. There'll be more next week when I hope you can rejoin me, Mike Wynn, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.